I just love to comment on the rhetoric part. Two of the ladies said, wow, he's got such great rhetoric. You know, rhetoric doesn't put food on the table for my family. I've got three kids to feed, one in college. And three of the young ladies here at the table today are college students themselves, paying $40,000, $50,000 a year to go to school, and are likely going to move back in with their parents when they graduate.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Well, it's over 50% of college graduates are underemployed or unemployed in America right now. It's not the American dream you've been promised.
Yeah, I mean, I think that clearly that's a concern that we all share, and, you know, it's a fact. But I think we're, first off, I'll just save myself a little embarrassment. We're graduate students, so it will be different.
I hope so. I hope so for you. Sure.
Well, that being said, Mom, clear out the basement for me. But I really do think that the economic plan moving forward, and just given the numbers that we're looking at, job growth has been happening. People have been reentering the workforce. And so I don't think it's quite a bleak a picture as everybody's kind of painting it.
This is Sarah. I think I would actually side with Morgan a little bit on that as far as the joblessness. My concern economically is more with the debt and the incredible deficits. And if we really want to be able to move forward, I think that we really need to address that. That's what I was really hoping Romney would be able to do with his background. I'm not totally sure if
Obama's going to be able to do that. With 23 million people out of work right now, and the poverty rate is the highest it's ever been in our nation. You know, you really need to Google some of these things because it's one of the worst economic crisis we've had in America.
I would agree that we're definitely in an economic crisis. I don't think the numbers change the way that I view the way to solve that economic crisis. I think, you know, we're faced with two fundamentally different approaches, and I believe that, you know, reforming our taxes and not necessarily cutting all social programs is the way to achieve a full recovery, because what do we lose when we cut social programs to pay down the deficit?
Well, and I agree with Katie there on that one. I think the economy is really bleak for the poor. So it's easy for us to sit in common grounds and talk about how rough it is for so many people. And I think it truly is. But Obama said that he was going to be a president for all people. And the vast majority of people in this country, in my opinion, are exceedingly poor. And
they've gotten poorer in the last four years.
And I think that there need to be more social programs. Mm-hmm. And that Obama's failed to deliver on many of those things.
And instead of social programs, actually, let's just have an economy that's growing where people can have jobs.